of the International Secret Police.
Has prepared his ultimatum to the nations of the world, serving notice on them to obey his demands or fall victims to his death ray machine. Before he can broadcast this, however, he learns from his operator in Leopoldville that the secret police are alive and have found and returned John Buchanan to his wife. Insane with rage, the criminal contacts all his operators in the Congo and the Sahara Desert, ordering them to stop Barlow and the others before they can reach his base on the Sahara Desert. Meantime, the boys, knowing nothing of this, have taken off from Leopoldville and are well on their way to Kano.
Gosh, Clint, it's going to be swell to see the Emir of Kano again. And Kinka, too. I bet when he learns where we're going, he'll want to come along with us.
I suppose so, Speed, but that's impossible. As a matter of fact, I'm seriously considering leaving you in Kano. You'll be safer there than out in the desert.
Safer? I didn't join the secret police to be safe. I've been with you all along while you were chasing the octopus from one spot to another. Don't jip me out of the finish, Clint.
The kid's right, Clint. He ought to be in it to kill.
But it's going to be more dangerous than anything we've tackled yet, Barney. That death ray machine is not to be laughed at. And now that we've been seen in Leopoldville, I'm sure the octopus will get wind of our coming.
Well, that sure won't stop us, will it?
Of course not. But in destroying the octopus and the death ray machine, we stand a darn good chance of losing our own lives. Ever stop to think of that?
Oh, no, I guess I didn't.
But I can go on with you, can I, Clint? Please.
Well, I'll have to think it over very carefully, Speed. We'll decide in Kano, huh?
Okay. But if you won't take me along in the plane, Kink and me'll start up to the landing base in a caravan or something.
Oh, no, you won't.
Hey, look, there's Kano ahead now. See the walls?
Eh? Sure enough. Say, we made this hop in record time. Go back and tell Carlos we've sighted our first landing place, Speed.
Okay. And it won't be long now before we're talking to the Emir himself.
His Highness, the Emir of Kano.
My friends. How happy I am to look upon your faces again. Allah be praised that he has brought you safely to Kano again.
Hello,
thank you, Your Highness. Needless to say, we're glad to be here once again, even though we can't stay very long. However, we have a great deal to discuss with His Highness before we know exactly what our next move will be.
Let us all sit down then, eh? We are good friends. Let us dispense with formality.
Thank you. Well, great Scott, I don't believe you've met Carlos de Valle, Your Highness.
No, I have not had that pleasure.
I was on the Sahara Desert the last time you passed this way, Clint.
Why, of course. Your Highness, Del Valle is also in our organization. And I might add, a very able member.
My heart is glad to look upon you, my friend.
Gracias, Your Highness. I have heard much of your kindness and cooperation from Clint.
So? Then he has a forgiving heart indeed. For when he and Speed first landed here in Kano, they were incarcerated in prison.
What?
Oh, I just forgot to tell you about that, Carlos. The octopus with forged credentials arrived here first, saying that he was Clint Barlow. And warning the Emir to be on the lookout for us. Said we were dangerous criminals.
Now, if it hadn't been for that voodoo ring you gave Speed, remember before we left you? I guess we'd still be in prison.
Yeah. That got the guard to take us to the Emir.
And me. Remember, I was just about to take the Emir up for an airplane ride. I would have gone your bail.
Oh, yeah, but you would have taken your time about it. Oh, say, by the way, you came here in a pursuit plane, didn't you, Barney?
Sure did, and a beauty, too.
And may I add that it is in as good condition as the day you landed in it, Mr. Dunlap?
Swell. But what have you got on your mind, Clint?
Well, I was just thinking. Now, someone will have to bring Buchanan up to the Atlantean base in the Sahara fast when we need him. Carlos, will you stay here in Kano until you get word from me to fly down to Leopoldville and pick Buchanan up?
If those are your wishes, see, Clint, but I would like to go into the Sahara with you.
Well, of course, that idea isn't final. I may have to send for you and let someone else pick up Buchanan. But it must be someone we can trust, for he is our key witness against the octopus.
I'll follow whatever orders you give me, Clint.
Right. And now, about Speed.
Please let me go with you, Clint.
And I've just about decided against it, Speed. I've often gone against my better judgment in allowing you to be with us as much as you have. But this time, the danger is too great. I think it would be better if you stayed here in Kano with the Emir, if he will have the kindness to keep an eye on you.
I shall be indeed happy to entertain your nephew as my guest, Mr. Barlow. The palace shall be at his disposal, and he will have suitable companionship in Kinka.
Well, if I can't go with you, Clint, I'd rather be in Kano than any place I know.
Oh, you'll have a good time until we fly back again.
I'll do my best, Barney.
Yeah, sure you will. You're a good kid.
Have you notified the Legion outposts of approaching trouble, Your Highness?
Yes, Mr. Del Valle. They are ready for attack or for the order to march.
Bueno, with the foreign Legion at our disposal, I think we shall make short work of the octopus.
Don't you forget the death ray machine.
What is this you say?
Oh, the octopus has perfected a death ray machine, Your Highness, with which he plans to conquer the world. The man is insane, of course, but his insanity is such that it will plunge the world into terror if we can't get to him in time. That is why we must leave Kano as soon as possible.
I believe I understand.
And you still want me to remain here in Kano, Clint?
For the time being, yes, Carlos. I've been thinking while talking to His Highness. The octopus, if he knows of our coming, will have his death ray machine waiting for our plane. Now, perhaps it would be wiser to fly to Rigon, leave the plane there, and proceed on to the Atlantean expedition base by caravan.
I think that'd be darn smart, Clint. There's so many caravans on the Sahara that one more or less wouldn't get the octopus excited.
You're right. Now, we'll pack those grenades along on the camels, Barney, and once we're close enough to the death ray machine, we'll give it to him, every one of them.
That's a talk, pal.
And I think that'll be the plan, too. But now, let's go to the plane and get the belongings of Speed and Collins.
I should like to accompany you, if I may.
Why, of course, sir.
I shall order my motor car. It is a 7-passenger, large enough for all of us.
Oh, gee, that'll be swell.
Oh, calm. Don't look so sad, Speed. We are going to have a great time here in Kano.
Oh, it isn't that I don't like Kano, Carlos. I know I'll have a swell time here, but I want to go to the Sahara with Clint.
You won't be missing much, Speed. We'll clean up our business with the octopus and then come back here and relax. Maybe we'll have a chance to enjoy Africa for a change once he's done for.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, come on, fella. Don't take it so hard. You've had more adventures in the last months than most men have all during their lives.
Oh, it isn't that, Clint. But if anything happened to you...
Oh. So that's in her. You just listen to me, young fella. Nothing's going to happen to me. You understand? And if I need help, I'll send for you pronto, as Carlos would say. That make you feel better?
Well, kinda.
Atta boy. And now let's all go to the plane for Speed's Dodge, huh? I'm kinda anxious to ride in an automobile for a change. Suffering wang doodles. You can't see the city for the horses of your guard, Your Highness. Every time I try to get a look at Kano, I find myself looking at a horse's neck instead.
I am sorry, Mr. Dunlap, but I can go nowhere without my guard of honor.
It is indeed a guard of honor. You certainly don't need them for protection. People seem to be very happy.
My people, yes. But there are always fanatics to be reckoned with, Mr. Barlow. Or murderers sent here by some other province to assassinate me. If I were murdered, another emir could take over my country before my people could realize what was happening.
The British authorities would have something to say about that, since Nigeria is under their mandate.
Oh, yes, but I would still be dead.
Oh, I see your point of view.
We're getting near the airport, Clint.
So I see. Say, Barney, do you see any reason why we should return to the palace?
Return? No, can't say as I do. As long as we're in a hurry, why don't we get into the air as soon as Speed and Carlos have gotten their stuff out of the plane?
That's exactly what we'll do. Of course, with the Emir's permission.
But of course, Mr. Barlow. And rest assured that your nephew and Mr. Del Valle shall be honored guests at my palace for as long as they wish to stay.
Well, thank you. Speed will probably be with you longer than Carlos.
Say, is my pursuit plane on this field we're heading for?
Yes. We have constructed a hangar especially for your plane, Mr. Dunlap, so that it would not suffer from the elements.
Now, ain't that something, Clint? They even built hangars for me.
That's more than you deserve, you old cloudbuster. I think we'll just take a look at that pursuit job before we leave here, just to check up on supplies and so forth.
Say, Clint.
Yes, Bean?
Can I fly to Leopoldville with Carlos when he goes after Mr. Buchanan? Maybe I can help him.
You mean you're afraid of missing some excitement, kid?
Well, I want to help out some way, Barney. If I can't go to the Sahara with you and Clint, I might as well do as much as I can here.
You can't keep him down, Clint. I tell you what. If we have the time, perhaps Speed and I can give the Emir some flying lessons, since he likes flying so much.
Why, thank you. I can think of nothing in the world that would give me more delight. Nothing.
Sure. We can use the pursuit plane to teach you. I'd like to do something like that.
Hey, look, there's another automobile in town.
Coming down that side street.
He isn't going to stop.
Doesn't he see us? He's going to hit us deliberately. Driver, step on it.
He can't.
The hard motorcycle. He is upon us.